From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And the everybody is Katie Presley. She's in Austin, Texas, soon to join us for a long stint, taking the place completely of Robin Hilton, filling all of his shoes.
Way.
He left some.
He's so many shoes.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know what all the shoes under his desk were for, but
it smells kind of weird over there.
Now I know.
And Robin is now a new father, baby two.
Again.
Yes, baby two, and we're happy for him. He'll be back late July. Until then, Katie Presley is with us. Jacob Gans is here, NPR Music's Jacob Gans. He makes anything that I write much better.
All of us.
And he does many things for NPR Music, but that's one of the things he does. We're going to play some music. Today, we're going to just focus on artists that you probably don't know. Artists, many of these are debut records by musicians.
Have any of these musicians ever been played on All Songs before?
1, 2, 3, 4. The answer is never on the show.
All right.
How's that for the answer?
Yeah, that sounds definitive.
Yeah, good. And but you're going to kick it off, Jacob, because I went through real quickly to the 6 or 7 songs we're going to play today. And yours was the coffee shocker.
Yeah, do we need a little bit of energy to start us off this
morning?
I'd
love that.
All right, the first song I'm going to play is by a London singer-songwriter named Nao, N-A-O. There's some R&B in this sound. There's some electronic dance music in this sound. There's some funk in this sound. All of these things, British dance music tends to cross boundaries a little bit more easily than American dance music does. She fits them all sort of seamlessly together. This is a song off her second EP. It's called February 15. It's fun. It's got a lot of energy, got a lot of bounce to it.
The day after Valentine's Day.
Yeah, exactly. The song is called Inhale, Exhale.
Excellent.
Nao.
That's good.
That sounds like way more fun than I've ever had the day after Valentine's Day.
it's a promise for the rest of the year, right?
Should be.
Yeah.
Never has been.
I hear a little bit of steam. All right. I hear a little bit of Stevie Wonder in there. Like in maybe it's the wordless sort of post chorus and the keyboard
that follows.
Oh yeah,
along.
That bouncy
the same
keyboard.
Line.
Mm-hmm. There's something like very throwbacky, but it doesn't sound throwbacky about that song. It all fits together really nicely.
This is off an EP?
Yeah, it's off an EP. Just came out. It's called February 15.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a song, actually, that starts with a sample. Speaking of throwbacks, it starts with a sample from Sly Stone. Mm. It's 46 years old. I did the math. I had to do the math like two or three different times to make sure it was right, because it's from 1969. And that really hurt. But this is this is from an artist named Deacon Sue, spelled D-E-Q-N, new word, Sue. She was one of 7,000 people that entered our Tiny Desk Concert Contest. I would say she was number two, if I had to say that, other than Fantastic Negrito, she was easily the runner-up. She was the one that everyone was so passionate about of all the judges that we had for this contest.
Yeah, I remember watching her video. She's got some real magnetism.
Absolutely. And she's got a new EP coming out. The EP is called Snack. It comes out in July. This is the first song out. It's called Bloody Monster. There's a story behind the song because I didn't quite understand who she was singing to, and it's important to know that. So I wrote to her. I got this response this morning. Deacon Sue says she had a Caucasian roommate who, in a moment of anger and frustration, called me the N-word, she says. She was such a super nice and pretty down-to-earth person the first couple of months that we lived together. And then one day something flipped. It was so crazy and surreal, if you can imagine. For me, someone who doesn't see color, I was terribly hurt and angry and shocked. I'm going to play this song from Deacon Sue. The song is called Bloody Monster.
Don't call me nigga.
Shimmy,
you bloody monster.
Shimmy, 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 shimmy,
you bloody monster.
Shimmy, 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 you bloody monster. Shimmy, 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 shimmy. Oh, what a joke you played on me. You were so nice initially, then like a scene out of my dreams, you became a nightmare that haunted me. You bloody monster.
Yeah.
Didn't leave much out of that song.
Whoa, yeah.
Wow. I've got so many words. Wait till the second verse.
Yeah, that one pops.
Deacon Sue's the artist, originally from Huntsville, Alabama, living in California. The EP called Snack comes out July 21st.
That's like a snack with another snack on top, and then a little bit of sprinkles, and then like...
It's an Oreo with some peanut butter on
top. Peanut butter
top.
On it, and then like some Doritos... like crumble over the top of it. Yep.
Fabulous. Yum. Katie Presley, what you got that's yummy?
I certainly have delicious. It is going to bring us down a little, but it's so pretty. My first pick is from a new singer-songwriter. Her name is Do Paoro. That's spelled Do like the deer, P-A-O-R-O, Do Paoro. This song is called The Wind. She apparently wrote it during Hurricane Sandy and recorded it at Justin Vernon's Eau Claire studio. He also produced the track, and I think you can hear that very clearly. It's gorgeous. Album title not released yet, but it is coming out in September. This is called The Wind, Do Paoro.
Thank you.
my headphones just broke.
Oh. Hang on. I said young. Yeah. You missed it. It was sensual.
That was fabulous. What a beautiful voice.
Yeah. So the guest vocal there is by Adam Rhodes, and that beat, which I love, it reminds me of something that James Blake might create with just a little harder, more prominent kind of electronic sound, is by Supreme Cuts out of Chicago. And the songwriter's name is Do Pauro.
It's got that comfort with technology while still mm-hmm. seeming like it's embedded in like the mid-20th century or the mm-hmm. early 20th century that Bon Iver also has.
I've been listening to that Staves record a lot, another record he produces here, and also strong on vocals. Powerful vocals and good technology makes fabulous music.
Yeah, that Absolutely. Was really pretty.
What you got, Jacob?
The next thing I'm going to play is a band, a trio from Brooklyn called Wet. Just the word Wet. They put out an EP last year. They've been making music just for a few years. They're going to put out their debut, major label debut, this year. It's called Don't You. They're patient is the best word that I can think of to describe this band. Everything unfolds really sort of like at a leisurely is not the right word because there's some tension in it. There's something almost alien about the singer Kelly Zutrow's voice that adds a little bit of just, it's something slightly awkward or off about the way that she pronounces words, adds something unexpected to it. The song I'm going to play is called Deadwater. It's the first single from the record. It's really beautiful. I spent a lot of time listening to this song just because I kind of want to like figure out how it works more than anything else. It's very pretty. There's something sort of mysterious about it, but you know, It's also kind of easy listening as well, and it starts off sounding like it could be a prom theme from 1988. All right. So here you go. Ready?
Let's get wet.
Deadwater. Yes.
Stop that has been laid out for me.
Got a really nice vibe going here.
Yeah, that's a there's good production in that song. It's really it's swoony. I was talking to Saida Blount from NPR Music about this song, and we were talking about that little effect that happens like near the end where the voice repeats, when you left for a reason, but like deep and twisted. And she was like, everybody's got to have ghosts in their songs. I think that
I have almost used the word ghostly twice and stopped myself.
So. Yeah. That's sort of like the influence of the British dance producer Burial seeping into everything, right? That sort of manipulated, deep, sort of slightly scary, slightly ominous vibe.
And Wetter from New York, yeah.
They're from Brooklyn, yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw them a couple of years ago at South by Southwest. They were pretty young. I think the first EP hadn't even come out yet.
Yeah, 2014 is when that first EP came out. And then...
Looking forward to a full record. When's that full record?
Yeah, it's on Columbia. Definitely this year. Don't know exactly when, but yeah, looking forward to it.
Great. Wet. I'll keep the mood, okay?
Sweet.
Deal? I've got a record from a woman named Brianna Morella. She's from Washington State. Her music, she says, and you could hear it, certainly, and Katie, you might know a little about something about Washington State, but her mood of this record has the vibe she feels is both in Seattle, where she grew up, and much of the state in forests and a bit of the dampened darkness. I haven't spent much time there, but maybe I've heard. I've heard. She went to Iceland to record this record. She recorded this record in Reykjavik with Alex Summers. We know Alex Summers from a project called Rice Boy Sleeps with Jonsi from Sigur Rós. He's worked with Jonsi on the Go record, did artwork for Sigur Rós, helped mix and engineer some of Sigur Rós's music. He has a beautiful voice on his own and a great sense of style, and he adds that to this Brianna Morella record. I have this song from an album called All Around Us. It's a song called Surrender. I love the looping of the voice there. Strings on this album are done by Amina from Iceland, and also the percussion, that cool percussion, is done by one of the people in the group Mum, M-U-M, also Icelandic, or Mum.
It's like an Icelandic wrecking crew.
It really is, yes.
What an interesting project that is, trying to evoke geography or landscape mm-hmm. with music. You know, I think of doing specific things associated with music, like driving or sitting in your house with the windows open and the sun mm-hmm. coming in, or, mm-hmm. you know, you can think of specific places in terms of styles, like grunge in Seattle. That's my Seattle, right? That's a ambitious thing to try to do.
And she captured yeah. such a big open space in that sound, and the way Alex Summers, I assumed, placed all those vocals and those echoes and so forth with just so much depth. Really
yeah.
nice. The artist is Brianna Morella, and we'll hear more from her. She's going to be in New York playing a couple of dates top of June, but then doesn't get out on a full tour till the end of August. I will wait. She comes to D.C. in September. I'm going to get online soon.
Yeah.
Not online, that's online.
Online.
Inline,
wait, yes.
As they say in other places other than New York.
You're going to queue. You're going to queue up in the for queue, that show. Yes. Yeah.
Katie.
Here I am.
Where are we going?
We're going down, boys.
Oh, no.
I have a beautiful, very, very sad song for us by Anna B. Savage. Very little is known about her. She's from London. She's a singer-songwriter. She has only released 4 songs so far. She has 1 EP. It is called EP. The tracks are numbered 1 through 4, and their titles are the numbers 1 through 4. We actually just premiered the 4th and final track on the All Songs blog this week. So if you like what I'm about to play, look her up. This song is called 1. It's a pretty devastating look into the vulnerability that a lover feels as they are about to reveal themselves to their partner for the first time. I think romantic anxiety is obviously nothing new in music, but this is not coy. It's not fun. It's not particularly excited. It's real. To me, it speaks to the human cost of a woman being told her whole life she's not beautiful, and now she's in this moment that's just hers, and she cannot be comfortable in it. And you'll find just when this song is about to crush you, it opens up. It's gorgeous. I have not been able to stop listening to it. It is called One from Anna B. Savage's debut EP called EP.
Well, thank you, Katie Presley. I didn't know a lot of these artists, so I learned a lot.
Yeah, they were new for all of us.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. Jake Begans, thanks for bringing us and making us wet.
Jeez. No. He just means because you're from Washington like me.
And because of the band, but yeah.
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 It doesn't make it any less awkward.
We probably should
nope.
go now.
Yeah.
We
all right.
should.
All right. Thanks.
Let's listen to some nice music.
Yes. Here's Anna Savage, a nice slow build and a beautiful song. Cheers, everybody.
Later,
bye.
Bob.
Fair NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
He's left the lights on, so I've kept my shirt on. And I know, I know, I know it's no fun, but we might have to skip this one. 'Cause Jesus, I'm too insecure for this. For him to undress me, then take the piss. And they haven't all been good, like they said they would. One said my body was didn't like the look of it, but Jesus, he came off smarter than that. To grab an inch of stomach and say fat. It's been said that I am strong, and then not entirely wrong. But I ran from him, like I've done from all of them. And I would say that I'm a feminist, but there is something key that I have missed, 'cause I want to be strong, and I'd like to be fine, and I hate that it's few.